poles or sliding roofs? Do you have any of those around here?
Have a name for something smaller than a haying time, a, have you ever done that?
No.
Have you ever watched
these? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They sometimes they, before they, now they're baling.
Mm-hmm.
But they sometimes, even now, they're baling. Before they bale, they put together a smaller, collection.
No, they don't do that too much around here. They just cut it and lay it down and then kind of rake it and then
bale it. Okay. A shelter for cows, if you call it that.
Barn.
Yeah, let's say it was a special, like a shelter on the side of the barn or something.
You didn't call it a shed, is that what they're thinking?
Yeah, right. How about a shelter for horses?
Would it be the same tent on the side of a barn?
Maybe, or maybe a special building for the horses.
Well, if it's on the side of the barn, you'd call it a shed. But I don't know what they
well,
a special term for
well,
it.
If you had a horse, if you raised horses, you raised them mm-hmm. above horses, you might say you keep them in the barn, you might say you keep them in the barn.
I'm not too familiar with that outfit. I just saw it in the barn.
Sure. How about a shelter enclosure for hogs and pigs? You're out on somebody's farm and the hogs live.
Call them in a pen.
Yeah. Okay. What kind of a pen?
Pen, hog pen.
Okay. Yeah, a name for places with cows and steaks or pens for milking?
Well, when they had the dairy business around here, they call them milking parlors or things like that.
Yeah. That was mechanical, wasn't it?
Well, sometimes. I suppose they just call it the milking place or something like that.
I wondered if you knew a term for maybe down in the river. Well, what do you call a place where the animals left the grave?
You mean a pasture.
All right. Now, down at the pasture, sometimes near the pasture gate, they have a little place where they milk the cows right there. You know, you hear that off? I was getting at something like milk gap or something, or cow pen. You know those things?
No, I never heard of
those. Okay. You use the word dairy meaning the whole business of milk production
yeah.
and so forth. Does the word mean anything else? Do you know what I mean?
Well, the dairy would be the whole business.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be the farm.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be the dairy would be the dairy barn itself
mm-hmm.
and the area around the dairy barn.
Mm-hmm. What other kind of barns are there besides dairy barns?
Cattle barn where they keep cows in, and they've got barns where they store hay and stuff, but they don't refer to them by any special name.
That's what I was getting at. Okay. And would you ever use the term dairy just to mean a milk company?
Yeah. You say Mayfield's Dairy, they know you mean the milk company.
Okay.
And,
right. Now, what about a small thing outside, an enclosed area right outside the barn where the animals are, a small enclosure animals are out there?
And I don't know what you're talking about, but I don't know.
Well, and this is an important one because there's a regional difference between what people say, but let me just give you a couple of choices. Either what I call a barnyard or a cow lot or just a lot.
I guess around here they say mostly if they're out on the lot or they're out in the